You're listening to Hurry, the Movie is Starting podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Richard, and today we are going to be doing a solo pregame for the movie The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. The MUW, I'm going to call it the MUW. M-U-W, Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, because that's a long-ass name, and I don't want to keep saying that over and over. So, the MUW is directed by Guy Ritchie, who is known for the movies The Covenant, The Gentleman, The Aladdin Remake, that's so freaking random, I did not know that, Sherlock Holmes, and the movie Snatch. He's also known as being the jump cut specialist for his use of quick cuts and often features a fast and slow style pace with sappy dialogue. The plot for this movie is the British military recruits a small group of highly skilled soldiers to strike against German forces behind enemy lines during World War II. In the trailer of this movie, we see that it looks essentially like Henry Cavill is going to be the lead, which I am all for that. I love me some Henry Cavill. He is, ever since seeing him in Man of Steel, like, this dude is a solid actor. And this movie kind of, it makes him look a little bit more, like, goofy and having fun than we've seen him, because he's usually, like, that stoic kind of masculine character that doesn't ever really show emotions unless it's, like, healthy emotions at specific times. But in this movie, it shows him having, it looks like having a lot more fun or just being more goofy. And that's the side of Henry Cavill that I personally have not seen yet, so I'm excited for that. The trailer makes it look like a ragtag group of special group of characters described as unlikable because they're all, quote-unquote, mad. Well, featuring Another One Bites the Dust, which is, like, the way it's featured in this trailer is very playful, looks very fun. It's a Guy Ritchie movie, so we kind of have seen his style before. It looks really fun, and I'm excited for it. It honestly reminded me of the concept for the movie Inglourious Basterds, but I had to go rewatch that trailer just to see, like, how they compare in trailer-wise. Inglourious Basterds had, like, a couple of comedic, like, lines in their trailer, but it was very much so a serious trailer of, we have this group of people, we're gonna go kill some Nazis. This trailer, it's like, we have this group of people that are gonna go kill some Nazis, but we're gonna have fun with it, we're gonna have some fun, we're gonna stick our tongue out in defiance and tell the enemy, hey, that was a funny joke, now I'm gonna kill you. Like, it just looks fun, and I'm so excited for this movie. And it's crazy because the first time I saw the trailer, I thought, like, yeah, I might go see that. And after seeing the trailer again, I'm like, okay, I am definitely going to see that. And I'm hyped for it. I think it's going to be a good movie. We get a World War II movie about killing Nazis again. I mean, I'm hyped for it. I love the World War II movies. I love them. And this one looks like a more, like, comedic approach. I have a feeling that it is going to take us down the serious road, like, maybe towards the end of the movie. But I'm hyped for it. So, again, from the trailer, it looks like a ragtag group of miscreants that can't be controlled, but have the guts and craziness required to do what needs to be done when nobody else wants to do that. It's kind of like that concept of, like, the Suicide Squad, where we get, like, a group of people that cannot be trusted and have them go do our dirty work because they're crazy enough to do it, which it is a cool concept. It's kind of been used a little bit more frequently, but, I mean, it's a war movie. I'm not ever going to complain about seeing that kind of group in a World War II movie. All right, the cast of this movie, we have Henry Cavill. All I'm going to say is Superman. That's all I'm going to say. Alan Rishton, who is also known for Jack Reacher, who also played Raphael in the new live-action TMNT movie, which I did not know that. We've got Eliza Gonzalez, who is in Baby Driver, Godzilla vs. Kong, and Fast and Furious, Hobbs vs. Shaw. That is the highlight cast of this movie. Now we're going to jump into first thoughts. All right, our first thought comes from user Azaleas. Is it just me, or is Cary Elwes turning into John Cleese? Cary Elwes is an actor who is in this movie. And in the trailer, it looks like John Cleese. Like, the way he's talking to Henry Cavill, he's the guy that comes in the trailer. Oh. He's the guy that enters in the trailer and is, like, briefing Henry Cavill for what he needs, like, what he's looking for. And it does give off heavy John Cleese vibes, so I will agree with that. I love Reddit, dude. The fact that I think these things and then I can go on Reddit and see that other people in the world thought the same thing, that's absolutely cool. It lets me know I'm not as crazy as I think I am. Well, then we got the next comment. Suspicious Ad 9380 said, I think it's Cary Elwes playing John Cleese, playing the role, he and Ritchie are too self-aware for that not to be the case. Honestly, with Guy Ritchie, I can see him doing something like that. I can see him being like, all right, John Cleese, just do your best John Cleese impersonation while also doing the best Carrie impersonation. I can see that one. White Shadows 86 said, a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. I had to put that one in here because that made me laugh. One of my favorite comedy movies is Tropic Thunder, and we've all heard the quote from Robert Downey Jr., I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude. So that comment, absolutely hilarious. Pete Baum said, Guy Ritchie, Henry Cavill, killing Nazis, what's there not to like? I agree. I completely agree. I read it, man. Gotta love it. Dangerous Hawk 16 says, seeing Cavill not playing stoic character is quite interesting. I agree. And again, a trailer that we see just Cavill having fun, being playful, showing his serious action side, but also a little bit of his comedy roots, which, I mean, the guy, you can tell this guy can act, so I'm sure, like, he's had it all along, but it's kind of cool seeing him in this, like, new, serious, yet willing to have fun, because he's enjoying himself, and we like that. We like seeing people enjoy themselves and doing what they want to do. I mean, in this case, it's killing Nazis. Like, I don't support killing people, but it's a movie. It's All Cake said, this is the reason why I will watch this movie. The tongue scene and the laughing scene shockingly fit Cavill. I just didn't expect that. Yeah, I agree. Again, I mean, I'm just going to beat this dead horse over and over, but I'm excited for this movie. I want to see Henry Cavill having fun killing Nazis with a group of ragtag group of miscreants that I think that they're going to eventually be picked off like one by one throughout the movie. And then something, I don't know, this is based on a true story, so I don't know what actually like happened in the book that this is based on. But I assume at the end of the movie, it's going to be like, all right, this is my prediction, honestly. All right. I think they're going to do what they need to do, complete their mission. I think they're all going to like die one by one, or if they don't all die at the end, they're just going to like escape so they can't be recaptured and put, I don't even know if they're, honestly, I don't know if they're prisoners, but I do think that if there was like a twist ending, it could be something like where the team that hired Cavill ends up like taking him away or something at the end. So they're like, oh, thanks, you helped us. Now we're going to like screw you over. But it's a Guy Ritchie movie. I don't really think he utilizes like crazy twists like that. He seems more of like a complete the mission, go home kind of director. But I could be wrong about that. Did you know it's based on a 2014 book, Churchill's Secret Warriors, The Explosive True Story of the Special Forces Desperados of World War II by Damian Lewis. That brings us to our next segment, Over Under. So again, I'm going to be taking the combined overall total score from movies that Guy Ritchie has directed in the past. I take most of the time, if it's movies, I take like his top three or just his three most popular. So for this, my three Guy Ritchie movies are The Covenant, which was 181%, The Gentleman, which was 159%, and The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which was 141%. So combine those and create our own line. That creates a line of 160.5%. Do I think it's going to go over that? Do I think it's going to go under that? I think it's going to go over that. It's a World War II movie. I don't think we've had any of those this year. And this is giving like that Inglourious Basterds kind of vibe where it's like serious but has like random comedic elements in it. I think this one's going to be a little bit more funnier than Inglourious Basterds. And Guy Ritchie, he's done some solid stuff in the past. Some of his movies I can't, like, I'll watch and it just gets, like, old quickly. But this concept, I think it's going to be cool. I think it's going to fulfill my need of just having fun watching a World War II movie. So I think it's going to go over 160.5%. I think it's going to end with, like, a 173. That's my prediction, 173. I think that is going to be the over. And just for comparison, I want to give you like a little comparison chart of what other movies that are being rated that are out right now. So we had the movie Monkey Man. It was currently rated a 171 overall. Dune Part 2, 188, which is very, very, a perfect score is 200. So 188 is fantastic. I've also heard this is like the best movie that we've had in a long time. I have not seen it yet because I still haven't seen Dune 1, because I know it's a whole ass like investment to like, that's like 5 hours of your life you have to invest in watching those two movies, which if Dune 2 is that good, I might invest it. I just might wait until it comes out. And then we got Wonka, which was one of my personal favorite movies now, 173%, which I thought it was good. That's a really good score. I thought it did better than that, but that's just me.
Final thoughts.
I think this is going to be a fun World War II movie that we can all just go in and enjoy. We haven't had one of these like fun World War II where it's like fun yet serious yet action, adventure, drama, comedy. It's just a giant melting pot of good times is what I'm going to say this movie looks like. So I'm hyped for this movie. I think this is coming out on a great time. It's going to be competing with Abigail because this movie also comes out on April 19th. But it's like they're two different movies. We have a horror movie that might feature some like action elements. And we have an action movie that's going to looks like it's going to be featuring comedic elements. So I think this is one of these. I definitely think this is going to be Abigail in the box office for sure. I think this is going to be. It just seems like this is more of a like favorited style throughout the USA. Rather than like Abigail, which we've seen horror movies flounder in the past. So I think this is going to be the number one in the box office for sure. And we have shown that Guy Ritchie films are popular, like have been popular, and people will pay money to watch it. So I'm hyped for it. I think this is going to be a good movie. I can't wait to see it and give my review of it because I think it's going to be good. And that's pretty much all I got for this one. Stay tuned for the post-game show for Abigail and this movie. I'll release those after I go watch the movies, which will be after April 19th, and I will give you my honest review of what I think about those movies. And as always, thank you so much for listening in, and hurry! The movie's starting.